You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Burkle, as always, alongside Matty Owens, Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. Hey, Common Fans, it's almost Memorial Day, and that means honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to this country. Thank you to our men and women in uniform and their families for all you've done to keep us safe and free. Memorial Day also means family gatherings and kicking off the summer season. Certified Piedmontese has got everything you need for the family dinner, neighborhood barbecue, or Husker baseball tailgate, hopefully at a super regional. They've got mouthwatering steaks, juicy burgers, beef brats, beef sausage, even beef bacon. Stop by your local Mercado Butcher Shop at 30th and Yankee Hill or 84th and Havelock in Lincoln, and also at 162nd and Maple in Omaha. You can also go to cpbeef.com to get certified Piedmontese beef products shipped right to your front door anywhere across all 50 states. Certified Piedmontese, powering the Husker football team and powering the Common Fan Podcast.
Hey, so let me jump in. Matty, I have something to say.
I just wanted to point out. I just wanted to point out. I'm wearing my back-to-back World War Champions T-shirt.
I love that.
Yeah. It's great timing for that. And
I'm
you mentioned
a GF and Lincoln T-shirt too.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a "Don't Steal Jobu's Rum" T-shirt. Just wanted to say you just did the that little ad for Certified Piedmontese. We cooked up. I grilled up a couple of flank steaks tonight. The Certified Piedmontese flank steaks, and the lovely Mrs. Owens made chimichurri. Is that how you say it? Chimichurri. And I had some of that with the flank steak. My God, it was fantastic. Those flank steaks were fantastic.
They're good.
Let's say one thing, if there's anybody who for sure does not know how to say chimichurri, it's the common fans.
That's for sure.
What is chimichurri?
The way I understand it, it was, because I asked, it was fantastic. It was cilantro, parsley, dill, olive oil, some onion, and I feel like I'm forgetting something, but it was fantastic.
It sounds good. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. That sounds actually really good, man.
Maybe Kath could send that recipe this way.
Yeah. We'll see if she can send it to the comments email.
Have any marinade for the flank steak?
No, I just always do I use a Montreal steak seasoning every time I cook steak. I think it's a McCormick of the McCormick family of seasonings.
Nice, good family. Yeah. Nice family. Yeah. Jeffrey.
Oddly enough, we also grilled a little CP beef tonight. We went with hamburgers and hot dogs. During that torrential rainstorm/thunderstorm. Had the smoker on the side of the house wall. It was freaking downpouring and some loud ass thunder, by the way. I mean, I was committed to my craft tonight. Wow.
Did you go umbrella or
rain
did
or
you
shine?
Did you just go ahead and just get soaked and just wear it?
I was partially on the side of the garage, so we have a little bit of overhang. Stayed dry the whole time. It was fantastic. Well, but
yeah. I'm so glad you're okay, Jeff.
It was dangerous, but you know what? For the CP beef, anything goes.
Yeah,
CP
all bets are off.
For the sake of the family,
power through.
Yep, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, we did one of these episodes in January. A lot has happened since January. We've had, the biggest thing is spring ball, and we've had our first look at Dylan Raiola. Had our first look at a lot of the transfer portal additions. We've got a lot more data and information to work with based on the spring reports, not just the spring game. So we've got to do another schedule predictions episode, guys. And we're powering through here. We're recording this on Sunday night, May 19th. And for those listening, we're going to get it out Monday or Tuesday morning. The common fans have day jobs as well, but we'll get this out. We'll get this out in the next day or two. But point being, we're powering through May, guys. Who doesn't love summer? And then it's going to be football season. And so like it's, and there's, you can never do too many scheduled predictions. You know, you can never have, these conversations are happening on back patios, back porches, back decks, all across the state of Nebraska and all across the windswept plains. Probably while people are listening to the Common Fan podcast as well.
Yes.
These conversations are just too much fun. We can never do too many of them. So we're going to jump right in here. Does anybody else have anything to add before we go through the 2024 Nebraska football schedule and make our predictions? And I guess we'll have to do one more of these in August, or we'll have to stick with this one. But you know, for the common fans who don't know, we did one of these in January. And so this is an updated version of the predictions. I can tell you, I don't know about you guys, mine is different.
Mine too.
And let me tell you, it's a little more optimistic. Okay. Okay.
All right. Fans. Good. Okay. Good. That's good to hear.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you have stuff to say about that, Jeff.
I'm glad that you have an updated opinion on that. On that scrimmage, that show we saw. I'm glad that you have updated.
Why, Matt, why do we even invite him? Why is he even a part of
it? I don't know. Who invited him anyway? What? I thought you did.
I don't even remember. I don't even remember. Jeff, he was busy watching. He's probably busy watching Notre Dame spring game, and he didn't even watch the spring game.
Right.
They look good, by the way. Damn, they look good.
I'm sure they did. Yeah. I'm sure they did. All right, well, Jeff, because you probably don't know, Nebraska's first opponent of the year is UTEP. Just FYI. So we're going to go in the same order like we did last time. So we're going to go Matteo, then Geoff and Lincoln, and then I'll give mine. And I'm going to try to record these as we go. So, gentlemen, starting with Matteo, first game of the year, August 31st, rolling out the ball to start year two of the Matt Rhule era. What do you got, Matteo?
What I got is I feel terrible for UTEP. They're going to be coming in here. They're excited. It's their first game. You know, to be completely honest, I am a common fan. Don't know a hell of a lot about UTEP, but they're going to get steamrolled. It's first game in the Dylan Raiola era, Matt Rhule year two. The players know what to expect of the coaches and of themselves. We're going to steamroll them. It's taking care of business. This is going to be a fairly recurring theme in my predictions. TCOB, taking care of business. Huskers win.
Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Geoff?
Same. My prediction has not changed, TJ. We are going to pound UTEP. There's no doubt in my mind. First game of the season, especially like we've been talking about, coming off that spring game. And just the way that Raiola played in that scrimmage, that show that we saw, he looked very, very good. So, yeah, we coming out the gate. Yes, I expect us to steamroll that team. It's not going to be close. I expect us to handily take care of business that game.
I've got it as a W as well, guys. I thought for a minute maybe I'd like do some Googling. Like you, Matteo, I don't know anything about UTEP or their head coach. I thought about doing some research. And then I just went on living my life and realized that I don't care about UTEP, and we don't have to care about them because they're going to come into Lincoln, they're going to get their ass kicked, and then they're going to leave.
Yeah.
So that's the UTEP game. Now, one of the main ones that everybody wants to talk about, second game of the year in Lincoln under the lights. We now know for sure 6:30 PM Central Time, Coach Prime show comes to town, Colorado. Matteo, what do you got?
Well, I've been on record several times now saying that Coach Prime and Shadur and Shiloh better be ready. And now that we know it's a night game on national television on NBC, we are due. We are due for a nice win on national television. I'm holding steady. I think we're going to beat CU by double digits. That could be 10. That could be 24. I don't know, but we're going to beat them comfortably by two scores. You know, I think Memorial Stadium is going to be the loudest for that game that it's been since Miami in 2014. And you know what? Here's what I think about Dion. It's all hat and no cattle. And I've seen him wearing that stupid cowboy hat. It just looks ridiculous on him. He's trying too hard with that thing. All hat and no cattle is a phrase used here in the Midwest by real ranchers. Who do have cattle and do have land and are very powerful men. And it's Anyway, Huskers win big against the Buffs.
Love it. Geoff.
Again, agreed. And I think a lot of it goes to just the announcement of the night game on primetime. On them, is that on NBC or is that gonna be a Peacock thing?
No, I think
I'm pretty sure that's gonna be NBC.
It's full blown good. National Broadcasting Corporation. Excellent.
Love it, love it, love it. Definitely, and to add fuel to the fire, putting Travis Hunter on the cover of the new NCAA college football video game, that's even more of a reason that we're going to beat the living piss out of these guys. So Huskers, big time. I shouldn't say big time score, but big time win for the program as a whole.
I love that, Geoff. So I hinted at this last time, guys. This one still makes me nervous, and I'll tell you why. Here's what I'd say. I don't believe what Dion is doing is going to work at Colorado. I don't believe that this shuffling, you know, he brought in what, close to 80 guys out of the transfer portal going into the 2023 season. They've now lost a ton of guys back into the transfer portal and what brought in, I think, over 50 transfers for this season. You know, and you see some Colorado fans on Twitter talking about how, oh yeah, all these old school guys don't think this works. It's the new world. Well, no one's ever done it this way before. So nobody knows if it's going to work.
No, we don't know.
I don't believe you can build a high level winning college football program year in and year out this way. Well, here's what concerns me though. What concerns me is we get them in game two yet again. I think by game six, by game eight, everybody's going to have figured out their bag of tricks. They're going to fizzle out like they did last year. I don't think I think at best that's a 6-win team. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get to a bowl game again, guys. But what worries me again, it's Colorado. Common fans are going to be frothing at the mouth for that game. We desperately want to win that game. Like what tricks do they have up their sleeve? What new playmakers do they have that nobody knows about yet? Shadur is, as much as he annoys Nebraska fans, he's a very good quarterback. He probably is a first round quarterback. Some people think he's at least the Sanders camp thinks he's the first pick, but probably a first round draft pick. Travis, I mean, they have talent, right? And so that's what makes me nervous, but I'm picking it as a W. And I think Coach Rule is going to have that one circled too, because there were some shenanigans before last year. The Sanders family made some comments about stuff that, you know, Husker, what Matt Rule said, even though he never named Deion Sanders, I don't think he was talking about Sanders. And then stuff that happened on game day, that was all like nonsense drama. They're all about the drama. And I think Coach Rule and the boys are going to be ready. And I think we're going to win.
I appreciate that. And I understand where you're coming from. But one thing that I was going to mention that I didn't is Colorado plays, they don't play William and Mary week one. They don't play Colorado School of Mines week one. It's North Dakota State, the Bison, on a Thursday night. Guess what? North Dakota State regularly beats FBS teams, you know, and they've won, I don't know how many championships. They are going to come in ready to hit. And so that's one thing that I'm like, okay, I think who's going to be healthier week two, Nebraska or Colorado? I'm taking Nebraska. I'm taking us, because North Dakota State is going to come in and be ready to play physical Bison football. And I think that bodes well for us. So,
yeah, I love that. And I, you know, also a good omen. My younger sister is one of the top 10 scorers in all time NDSU women's basketball history. So that's obviously a good sign that, you know, and the Bison, I think,
what do you know?
Give us a little bit of help there.
Yeah.
A bit of help.
Yeah.
That's a good hats off to Katie Burkle. And I taught her everything she knows, but great job, Katie.
I don't know. How do they do those schedules, by the way? Because that's a good TJ. I didn't even thought about that, but why the hell do we get Colorado so early in the season every year? Like,
It's been scheduled years and years in advance. So it's been, they've been on the schedule for several years. And I know, at least I know when Frost was here, there was talk of like making it a semi-regular thing. as
well, and
an
the other
old rival.
The other thing is because we do all of our non-conference games in the first three games of the year.
Yeah, right.
So it's always before conference play starts. And for whatever reason, the big name one, whether it's been Oklahoma in recent years, it's been Oregon in recent years, the big name one is always that second game in the middle. So
Got
I think
it.
the thinking there is probably you get your first cupcake, you know, to start the season, and then you want one more cupcake before you start conference play. So that middle,
sure.
that middle one, I don't know, but yeah, Matty O's right. They schedule them years in advance.
That makes sense.
And I do wonder, we don't have to get on this side note, but I do think that as the playoff becomes more important and conference play, you know, we continue to have these mega conferences with really good conference opponents week in and week out. I wouldn't be surprised if we unfortunately see fewer of these marquee non-conference matchups because everybody's going to be prior, you know,
sure.
wins are going to be at a premium, right?
Yeah.
So that's a loss for the common fan, unfortunately. That but you know, that is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Week three, gentlemen. So all three of us have the Huskers at 2-0 start out the year. Week three, Northern Iowa. Is there much to say about Northern Iowa?
I do have something to say. I thought about this this afternoon doing show prep. I think we're going to come out a little sleepy after the big game on national TV. I think we start a little slow against UNI, against the Panthers. But, you know, then I think we flip the switch and turn it on. We're like, okay, the first quarter was terrible. We're better than this. And then we turn it on and take care of business. TCOB again on this one. But I wouldn't be surprised after a big game like that against Coach Prime on national TV. You know, these are college kids. They come out second week. Hey, we just beat Coach Prime by 27 points. We can take it easy against UNI. Not so. UNI is going to be pumped up to play Memorial Stadium, but we'll smack them in the mouth after a little slow start. Is my opinion, my take on it. But Huskers end up rolling.
Okay, definitely win that game.
Jeff.
Definitely win that game. No question whatsoever. We're definitely starting off 3-0 for the year. So definitely
love
in
it.
The bag. Easy.
I've got it as a win. Matty O said all that needs to be said about Northern Iowa. I don't even know that I expect that. I think we're just gonna run. I think we're gonna pummel them.
I would love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now we're getting into the meat of the schedule. We're getting into the Totino's pizza of the schedule. And who better to help us do that than our old friend Bert Bielema, who's gonna be just housing. I think we said
Tombstone. It's Tombstone.
I think I'm going to say it's Tombstone, not Totino's. Okay, give the man some credit for God's sake.
Can we get the guy an endorsement with Tombstone? I mean, that would be just classic. Bert, you're getting ready to play Nebraska. What do you want on your tombstone?
we've done
meat lovers, please.
We've done all the work. We've teed it up for him.
The man is not an 18-year-old hungover kid just hand crushing a Totino's pizza, like just rolling it up into one. Those pizzas are so small anyways.
The Totino's?
Yeah. How small they are?
Yeah.
Give
right,
the
sorry,
man
Jeff.
Some credit, TJ.
Okay, Tombstone. but Bert stress eats 17 tombstones the week he's got to play Nebraska, but it doesn't help. Wait, so Matty O, start us off.
Yeah, well, now that we know what you're going to say, TJ. I think, you know, for me, I think Bert's a good football coach, but he's a little old school. His teams definitely play a certain way. I think, you know, they'll be physical. They've always been physical under Bert, but we'll match it and then some. And I think we'll take care of business here too, TCOB. And it wouldn't be surprised if it looks a lot like last year's game against Illinois, but you know, we're a little bit more crisp and clean on the offensive side of things. So Huskers W, we're 4-0.
Love it. G off.
This is tough for me. Okay. First conference game. I don't know. It's just, I'm torn here because I feel like he might listen to the podcast. And if he does listen to the podcast, he's really, really pissed off.
We're giving him bulletin board material about
the damn feet. Yeah, exactly. He's got
look
like
what they the said common, on the Common look, Fan podcast.
He's got that up in the locker room right now.
There's our three pictures with a line through our faces.
Most in a dartboard.
Yeah,
most Big Ten coaches are listening, but Bert definitely hates us.
We're pissing him off, is all I'm saying. We're unnecessarily upsetting this man over pizza, for God's sake. With that being
hey,
said,
we didn't start the fire, Jeff. We didn't right. start the fire. Exactly. It was already burning. Bert started it with the tombstone.
At his own stadium.
Oh my God. All right, we're winning the game. All right, we won.
Yes.
Did we
yes.
just get you yes. to change your pick?
Yeah, yes, we won. We won the game.
Did you have that as a loss last time? I love it. See?
Yep. See, we're winning the game. Screw
the
it.
The power of spring ball. The power
of takes spring a big, game. Big swig of his drink.
All right. So I don't think I mentioned this at the beginning. My Michael boy, my 9-year-old, helped me pick these. And so the Kool-Aid was flowing at the Burkle house this morning. Let me just say that. We've said this before. Illinois, some of the other Big Ten teams that we have struggled to beat consistently are going to make me nervous until we beat them about 5 years in a row. Like they're just going to make me nervous because of the recent past. But I think we have more talent than Illinois. I think the defense, like, I don't think they're going to be able to do much on offense. Like, I think we're just going to kind of control the game. The defense is going to control the game. And then, unlike last year, Matteo, I don't think we're going to put the ball on the turf 17 times and like let them hang around. I actually think we're going to like run away with this one.
Love it.
They're not going to be able to stop our playmakers on offense. We're going to run past them. We're going to run through them. And we're going to win this game by like 28 points. And we're going to send, and then Bert will be stuffing his face with Valentino after the game. He'll be eating his feelings after the game. All right.
That's pretty expensive too. Stuffing his mouth with Valentino.
He's got money. Bert's got
good
money.
Good Lord. He better.
They get it for free after the game, Jeff. I'm pretty sure. That Big Ten Network money, Jeff. It's all that conference money. The university pays for it. All right. Every single Common Fan has the Huskers starting 4-0. I love how we've started so far, boys. Then we haven't been doing the exact date for every single one of these, but just to give a sense of 24th. Where we are, Saturday, September 28th. I don't know what you're looking at, Jeff. We are at Purdue.
I was looking at the year.
No, it is 2024. Good job remembering that.
Yeah, thank you.
We are at Purdue Saturday, September 28th, our second conference game in the danger zone. That is West Lafayette. Matty O, what do you think?
Now, see, this is where I'm going a little bit different direction than our picks back in January. We're going on the road for the first time in a conference game. Purdue is a complete second-rate program, but there's a lot of older guys on this team with experience. But those guys haven't had a lot of success.
Don't you dare.
They haven't. So I think we stub our toe a little bit here in West Lafayette. And I don't think we get like embarrassed or anything. I think we lose to Purdue in a really close game. And
are
we
you
go
being
to 4-1.
Is this serious right now? You're serious.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you know?
Yeah.
Haven't you been making fun of Jeff about talking about the trap?
It's not West Lafayette. It's not them. It's us. They haven't shown me yet that we've stopped beating ourselves. So I think in the first four games, we're so hyped for Colorado. We beat them. The other three teams, and Illinois, we beat them at home. We got home field advantage. Not that West Lafayette is some terribly tough place to play, because it's not. But I think we beat ourselves on this one, and we have just a little bit of a wake-up call. These guys haven't had a lot of success in the last few years, the guys that are still on the team anyway. And I think we just have a little toe stub is all. A lot of season left.
Totally fair. I mean, we should all, as a defense mechanism, we should all steel ourselves and just expect that to happen somewhere. But, you know, I want to believe that it's possible for it not to happen.
Yeah.
But totally, totally fair assessment.
I think moving forward, it will happen less and less, but I feel like we got to get out of that, and it'll just be a little tiny wake up call.
Totally fair. Geoff.
I just like how Matt just decided to throw in a little CYA at the end there. Like, oh, it's not a tough place to play. All right. It's not a dangerous place to play, but we get in our own way. Okay. Good job, Matt. Way
Thank
to
you,
cover
Jeff.
Your ass there. Appreciate that. I also like how I had this opinion last time, and then coincidentally, our good friend of the program, Brandon Vogel, had the exact same opinion as I did. And now all of a sudden, Matt changes his opinion. Oh, what wow. do you know? What wow. do you know?
Hey, huh? These huh? are my own opinions and own thoughts, Jeff.
See, I knew it. I have as strong an opinion as a respected Husker media member. You guys should start listening to me more and more. Anyways,
hey, we just convinced you to change your pick on the Illinois, which is a home game.
All right, Jeff, what do you got for at Purdue, September 28th?
First home game of the year. First away game of the year. So we are, unfortunately, I'm sticking with that from before. That's one thing I have stuck with is that we are probably going to lose that one. And that's one I'm not changing, unfortunately.
Okay, got it. So Matt and Jeff hate the Huskers. Got it. Both have losses to Purdue. I've got it as a W, guys. Purdue is and always will be a second-rate program. They had flashes of decent teams in the Jeff Brohm era. The Jeff Brohm era is no longer. They are never going to get back to anything resembling a respectful program. We're gonna crush them. We're gonna win by double digits.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
Hey, we're gonna dominate that game from start to finish. This is one of those programs that, like, we should never, ever, ever have lost a single game to Purdue, and we're never going to again. So
I love it. I hope you're right.
I've got it as a win. Thank you, boys.
Yes.
That is I've got us as 5-0. So Matteo and Geoff 4-1.
4-1.
I've got us at 5-0. Next comes the Greg Schiano led Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Wait, are they the Scarlet Knights?
Yes, they are.
Yes. Okay.
the birthplace of college football, TJ, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
Wow.
We'll have to do a separate episode on that. Yeah. Matty O, what do you got for Rutgers? I suppose that's a loss too, huh, Matt?
Well, Greg Schiano knows how to get his boys how to play physical. And they play physical and they hit. And that's about all they do, though, unfortunately. So if you can match them, if you can hit with them, hit better than them, hopefully, you can beat them. And I think we will. We're back home. We're focused. We just had the toe stub in West Lafayette, and we're thinking, how the hell did we let that happen? And I believe this is homecoming, which typically doesn't really matter to me, but or I think to the players for that matter. But this one is important. I said this on our most important games pod a while back that, you know, this is one Rutgers, who's not, you know, not too bad, but this is one we should win at home, a conference game we should win. And if we want to get back to respectability and where we want to be as a football program, this is one we should win. So Rutgers is a decent team, but again, someone we should beat. We get it done. TCOB again. Huskers are 5-1.
Love it. Love it. Jeffrey, what do you got?
Matt said it perfectly, for real. Homecoming, coming off a loss on the road. We win this game. I don't know if we dominate this game, but it's going to be one of those ones that we just pin our ears back and just grind it out and we get through it. We win this one. And yeah, 5-1. Agreed.
Great. I love it, boys. So I had this one last time. I had this one as a loss, as our first loss, if I recall correctly. I actually didn't go back and listen to that episode today or recently, but I'm pretty sure this was my loss. And like, if you think about, you know, we played Rutgers, I think the last two times we played them was in the COVID year, which is a really sloppy, like late December game. And then in 2022, after Frost was fired. And that was when we started the Big Ten season 2-0 against Indiana and Rutgers and won both of those games. Mm-hmm. Wait, was that starting the Big Ten season? Maybe not. Anyway, I think it was. Am I losing my mind?
With Mickey?
Yeah, with Mickey. Didn't we start the Big Ten season 2-0?
I don't know that for sure. All right,
those were back-to-back wins, I'm pretty sure. But both of those games, like as you guys have been saying, it's super physical. Schiano can coach. His teams play good defense. They're physical. Probably shouldn't have won that one in 2022. That was a great, like, gutted out kind of win.
And Trey Palmer. I mean, that was a trade. I mean, Trey Palmer had a huge touchdown catch. Like,
right,
that changed
right,
the
right.
game.
But, you know, again, like I think the benefit of Matt Rhule now is we don't have to worry and stress anymore about a lesser talented team out physicaling us. We don't have to worry about a lesser talented team moving the ball and scoring. I mean, some teams occasionally are going to score points, but we don't have to, like, the defense is going to be solid. And so, like, all things being equal, we're going to have more talent than Rutgers. We're going to have more talent than Purdue. We're going to have more talent than Illinois. Again, like, your point about stubbing our toe is a good one, Matty-O, and all Husker fans should steel ourselves for that. But not this time, my friends. I've got Rutgers as a W. That's Teach has a 6-0 to start the season.
Look at you.
I told you, Michael Boy and I were just drinking the Kool-Aid this morning and loving every minute of it.
Boy, that
and it was
I bet it was I bet it was red Kool-Aid too, wasn't it?
Of course it was. Of course it was.
My God, that show, that scripted reality show you watch, really changed your mind.
Sorry, what, Jeff?
What are you talking about?
What's he talking about?
What? I'm just telling you, the spring game.
Oh, the spring game. The spring game a scripted reality show. Okay.
That really changed your mind.
Okay, Jeff.
All right. So I'm just going to ignore you, Jeff. We are halfway through. We are halfway through the season at this point. Matty-O and Geoff have the same pick so far. Wins over UTEP, Colorado, Northern Iowa, Illinois. Loss at Purdue. Bounce back win at home against Rutgers. Teej has us at 6-0, winning all of those games. And just like last year, guys, the exact halfway point of the season, we have a bye week. So the bye week will be on Saturday, October 12th. That'll be a nice time, Common fans. It's already time. If you want to plan some family outings, you have some stuff you need to get done around the house, circle October 12th for that. Hopefully, if you're getting married in 2024, you've already, like, set the date. But if not, October 12th, is your only option, September through Thanksgiving, basically.
Yeah.
We have a second bye week this year. So October 12th or November 9th are your options if you want to get married in 2024.
Yeah, October would be much nicer weather-wise. Yeah.
Otherwise, get it done this summer or get it done in 2025. Yeah. There's really no excuse. There's really nothing else. Everyone knows. Everybody knows the rules. There's nothing else to say about that.
No.
All right, things are going to get really interesting the second half of the schedule, which kicks off after the bye week at Indiana on Saturday, October 19th.
Yeah. Bye week will be big. I think that's great timing for a bye week. Literally halfway through the season, we're for sure going to have some injuries. Hopefully none too serious. Hopefully just that bye week gives us time to heal up and prepare for a god-awful, putrid Indiana team. I'm guessing Indiana will probably be in the bottom two or three of the conference, in the standings by the end of the year. They're terrible. They're dog shit. this is a TCOB. We've had a week to heal up, a week to prepare for terrible Indiana, and it's TCOB. We beat the shit out of Indiana and look forward to the rest of the season. This to get us bowl eligible.
Yes.
TJ, you've already got us bowl eligible.
We beat
Indiana. Yeah. We're going bowling, and then all bets are off.
Yeah, I mean, the benefit of going 6-0 is that we're dancing in the streets for two straight weeks before we even play another game. But I understand, anyway, Geoff, go ahead.
We're winning this game, and most importantly, like you were saying, Matt, it's for bowl eligibility. But I'm blindly predicting to win this game, because if they do, that makes the next week's game even more, like, national stage wise impressive. Like, I can't wait, and we'll get to that game next, but I'm picking this game just purely out of blind. I want next week to be awesome. So yes, we beat Indiana.
I love that. I just went back and looked, of course, in 2022, Indiana and Rutgers were our second and third Big Ten games, because our first Big Ten game was in Ireland against Northwestern.
So
then we lose to Oklahoma to start the Mickey era, had a bye week, and then we beat Indiana at home and won at Rutgers, and we were 2-1, and everyone is like, holy crap, is the interim season going to get really interesting now? And then we just started losing a lot.
Yeah.
Until we beat Iowa. People forget that we beat Iowa. It's to me for the Indiana game. I've got that as a win too, guys.
Wow.
I think too, shocker. That's week seven for us. I didn't look at their schedule, but so I don't know. I don't know if that's their seventh game, or I don't know where their bye week is, but somewhere around there. They've got this new coach. He came from James Madison. He's had a lot of success. Probably not a bad hire for them. But it's going to be a transition season. Whatever like early fireworks or early like energy or momentum they have from a new coach and a new system and all that, we'll have run into the cold, harsh reality of multiple Big Ten defenses at that point. And like, I think that, you know, if there is any shine for them this season with the new coach, it will well have started to wear off, and we'll just beat them like a kid brother. So Teague's got us a 7-0, in case anybody's
wow.
interested.
That's even better. Even better for next week.
I hope
so. Even better for the following week.
Imagine Woo! If we're 7-0. And why is that interesting, Common fans? Why would that be so fascinating? Because the next week, the following week, we are at Ohio State in the Horseshoe, Saturday, October 26th. A lot of people thinking Ohio State could be the best team in the country this year. What if the Huskers go in there 7-0? It's going to be College Game Day. It's going to be Big Noon on Fox. It's going to be, everybody's going to have eyeballs on that one. Matty-O, what do you think for the Ohio State game?
Well, you know, I think even if we're 6-1 and Ohio State's 7-0 mm-hmm. or undefeated, I don't know how many, if they've played seven at this point, it's still going to be big. It could still be Gibby. It could still be all those things. I don't think we're, just as just the realist in me, I don't think we're ready for that. To go in into the Shoe and beat the Buckeyes. I think we get humbled a little bit, but I think we hang around. You know, the final score might be we lose by 10 to 14, but I think, you know, for the majority of the game, I think we're hanging around. We're playing with them. We're playing inspired football. But I think ultimately we go down to the Buckeyes. I mean, they've just completely like retooled their roster. You know, they've got just a massive NIL war chest, one of the biggest in the country. Yeah. Sure. They went and hired freaking Chip Kelly as their OC, Ryan Day's former mentor. And I think it's going to be trouble for everybody in college football this year, Ohio State. So I think they beat us, but I think we hang around. I think the boys play hard enough to make us proud. But I ultimately think we go down to the Buckeyes and we're 6-2.
All right, Jeffrey.
You know, I've picked us to win this entire time, and I haven't come off of it. But Matt, you're making some good points, and it makes me nervous.
You're just copying my picks, Jeff. I am copying my picks.
I feel like they're gonna play their hearts out. They're gonna try the best that they can, and they're still going to beat their asses.
Oh,
We're kicking the shit out of them. I can't wait. We're winning that game.
I knew you weren't coming off of that.
No, I'm not coming,
off of that.
We're winning on the road, damn it. It's happening.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So, Skeptical Geoff now has us at 7-1. Is that right? After beating Ohio State?
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, I told you guys the Kool-Aid was flowing this morning. I told you to expect some surprises. Now I have this as a loss. I think we're going to lose to Ohio State. I'm with you, Matty-O. I don't think we're there yet. They've got too much talent, too many playmakers. It makes me a little nervous because like we've had too many. I'm thinking of 2019 when game day came to town and we were 2-1 or 3-1. Like we had blown a 17-point halftime lead to Colorado, and then we had like had this like barely shoestring comeback win against Illinois. So now already didn't feel like we were like rolling through that season, but Ohio State came in and just manhandled us. I think that was 2019. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So we've had too many of those where game day, you know, or whoever it is shows up and there's a lot of national eyeballs. I do think like we will go into that game with some momentum and ahead of steam, even if we're not 7-0, even though we will be 7-0. But like, I just think, I don't think we'll embarrass ourselves. Like you said, I think we'll make it a battle. I think it'll be fun, but they're just going to have too many weapons And you know, Geoff, I hope to God you are right. And
Shock the world, baby.
we're going streaking if you are. But for now, I've got it as the Huskers' first L of the season. At that point, they're 7-1, probably for sure still in the top 15. Depending on how they play, maybe still in the top 10. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time. Matty-O, UCLA on November 2nd.
Okay. Just got humbled a little bit by Ohio State. We're back home. Okay. Back in the friendly confines of Memorial Stadium. It's November 2nd, right? And these UCLA kids, who the majority of them probably spent their lives in pretty mild weather, right?
Yeah, they've been coddled.
They've been coddled. They've been coddled by Mother Nature. They're coming to Lincoln on November 2nd. Okay. Even if it's like 40 degrees, which we would consider great football weather for November 2nd, those guys are gonna be freezing their asses off. Okay. It's back to the grind. It's back to business. We're back home. I think we take care of UCLA. They're in a transition year, as mentioned. Chip Kelly, no longer the head coach there. They hired Deshaun Foster, who was a great running back for the Bruins. But I don't know that he's got a heck of a lot of coaching experience, and I'm damn sure he's never been a head college football coach at a major college football program. So I think we take care of the Bruins and take care of business. TCU will be again on this one. And we're 7-2, which looks, sorry, 8? No. What
yeah,
is that?
No, you got 7-2. 7-2. You got 7-2.
7-2, which like 7-2, that looks pretty damn good. Oh, those two numbers next to each other after some of the years we've had.
Heck yeah. 100%. Geoff, how you feeling about the Bruins?
I'm with Maddie on this one too, especially because at least they're man enough to come play us in our environment, unlike the shitty team that comes the week after them that will never play in a cold environment ever, ever. So I'll give them kudos for that. But yes, because they are going to come and play in our climate, I feel like these coddled, how do I want to say this?
Family-friendly program.
Exactly, though. You're right.
These
coddled young men. We own them. We own them in Lincoln in the November, on the frozen tundra of Memorial Stadium.
I love that, boys. I've got it as a W as well. Possibly not a surprise. They're in some turmoil. Like Chip just left. I think we talked about this last time. Like he never really got them to the level that he had Oregon at, or even really close. And I think there's been some like budgetary issues. Like there just seems to be stuff in flux with the football program and the athletic department at UCLA. And year one of a new coach, they're kind of an afterthought to USC in their own backyard. So for a lot of reasons, I'm kind of curious how this whole, like where UCLA football, I feel like UCLA is kind of one of those programs that sort of flashes for 2 or 3 years, you know, every 10 or 15 years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of them as like a blue blood big time college football program. And I think they're in a weird spot right now. And I think we're going to pummel them. And we talked about this last time. I hope it's 15 degrees. I hope it's 15 below. Yeah. I hope it's so cold for those guys and they don't even want to get off the bus.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, we owe those guys too. Because we should have beat them at least one of those years we played them with Bo.
Oh, my God.
Like, we were up on them big at home and should have taken care of business wearing the black jerseys. Huskers were wearing black jerseys, which were great jerseys. but I was at that game. It was just a tough one. And then,
so annoying.
And I feel like we played them pretty well out there for a little bit. And then Brett Hundley made a couple of plays and it was like all she wrote.
Brett Hundley. I hadn't thought it. Thanks for reminding me of Brett Hundley.
Sorry.
No, that's good. It's okay. Okay. Going into the home stretch, the final three games of the year, I've got us at 8-1 with our only loss to Ohio State. Geoff has us at 8-1 with our only loss to Purdue. And Matteo's got us at 7-2 because apparently he hates Nebraska and America. With losses at Purdue and at Ohio State. Just kidding, Matty-O, I love you. You're probably the most realistic one of us. But, you know, Geoff and I are just slurping up the Kool-Aid tonight.
Sure are.
So, game number 10 on the schedule at USC on November 16th. This one's coming off our second bye week. We don't always get two bye weeks. So we got UCLA at home on November 2nd. Then we get another bye week before we go out to USC. So that will be interesting. Matty O, what do you got?
That is it. That is interesting to have the second bye week. And I think it comes at a great time. Again, you know, we got the first six bye week, and then we have what, two or three, another bye week before the last three. Is that right? I don't have the schedule right in front of me. Yeah. Yeah. So bye week right before the last three games, the home stretch, right? We've got an extra week to heal up again, prepare for the USC Trojans, the big bad Trojans out of Los Angeles. I don't think we got it in us for this one, guys. And here's my thinking on this. And again, we head out to LA.
You're saying it's a loss. Is that what you're saying?
Let me talk. We've had extra time to prepare, which is good. We've had time to heal up. Ultimately, I think going out to LA, all the glitz and glamour, Hollywood, Jeff loves that stuff. But if it's USC, I guess Notre Dame, he doesn't. Yeah. All of a sudden, when they're playing Notre Dame, he doesn't like the Hollywood. I think we're keeping it tight with USC. Eventually, you know, USC's got tremendous, tremendous athletes and speed year in and year out. Their team might be terrible, but they've always got a few guys that are big time NFL players, right? So I think one of those guys will make one play. I bet, you know, I think we probably lose by one score, but we keep it tight. You know, I just don't think we have it in us yet to go out and beat Lincoln Riley and USC. Eventually, yeah, we're going to be steamrolling everybody. But we got to get over some humps here. Yeah. You know, and so far I've only picked us to lose road games. I am hanging my hat on that. Defend your home turf and then worry about, you know, going on the road and beating people in their places. So yeah, I got this as a loss.
USC's coming off. The USC's got a bye week the week before too. So that's you know, unfortunately, you know,
not ideal.
Wish they were going to be getting pushed around by, you know, an Ohio State or a Michigan or a Wisconsin or something like that.
But, yeah. So seven. I got us at 7-3 now after that one.
G off.
I'm not trying to copy Matt's predictions.
Sure.
But you are.
But I kind of am, because I come from a Notre Dame household and I know how these buttholes out west work. All right. They schedule their games appropriately so they never have to deal with any crappy elements. They always are, it's on their terms. And I hate them so much. And
I don't think any team has that much control, Jeff. But anyway,
no, they do. All right.
Just go with it. Just
Hollywood
with it.
Owns everything. Glitz and glamour, they own it all. Anyways. I can't come off that. We're going to get screwed because we're out there. And I don't put anything past Lee. How many, is this his second year there or is it his third year?
Third.
He's had some good talent, like you said, Owens. I mean, they had the number one draft pick this year and Caleb Williams. I can't stand that guy either. They're going to have some talent. And
yeah, he left, Jeff.
That's something that we're going to have to deal with. So they're going to have NFL caliber players out there. It's on their terms in good weather at home. I can't stand these guys, but I just don't think the Huskers are going to be able to overcome that. Especially it's our first year with them joining the Big Ten. I feel like it's a lot. So for that reason, I say we probably are going to lose this game.
You know, but I'm thinking, you think about this a little bit more. Remembering USC's, I'm not changing my picks. I'm keeping it. But remember how bad USC was on defense last year.
They were terrible.
So I mean that this game could come down to, you know, which offense can score more. Like it could be a 45-42. But I think our defense will hold up fairly well. I don't think it's going to be a shootout. And again, it's just going out there. USC's athletes and speed. Lincoln Riley's just a freaking NFL quarterback factory.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going off of. I don't even know who their quarterback's going to be. Don't care. But
I don't know if this makes any sense at all, but I actually think we have a good shot to win that game, but I picked it as a loss for this exercise.
Yeah.
And I'll explain that more after I share my last two picks. But I feel like there could be some reasons why we're well positioned to win that game. They don't draw like I maybe they'll draw. I think there'll be a lot of Husker fans there. Like a
Yeah.
lot of Husker fans are going to want to travel to LA,
In
or a lot of
November.
like Western, like myself, a lot of West Coast or West-ish based Husker fans will want to be at that game. I think, that'll be game, that'll be late in the season for them after their first season in the Big Ten, getting beat up. It's an adjustment. I don't care what Lincoln Riley says. It's an adjustment for everybody. Yes, it's football, but like even the average teams, even the bad teams you play, they're sound, they hit hard, they play good defense. Like it is an adjustment to the Big Ten. I don't care where you come from. So there's that factor. It feels like a big unknown. It feels like they're gonna have a ton of talent because they're USC, and it feels like, we've tended to struggle against teams that can eventually, even if we battle for a while, like eventually they just have too many dudes who can run past us or whatever, right? And then we can't keep up on offense, or we make too many mistakes on offense or something. That's just kind of been our
That's
MO,
exactly
which
my line of thinking, yeah.
So I've got it as a loss, but I actually think we'll see where the other thing is. We'll see where things stand. Like, how many injuries are we nursing at that point in the season? What else is going on? But for like, there could be reasons why the stars are aligning. And if their defense, I know they brought in a new defensive coordinator, but if their defense isn't a whole lot better, like that's going to be a big, big liability for them in the
Yeah,
Big Ten next year.
well, you bring up a
100%.
great point because that by that time of the season, they've played the majority of their schedule in the Big Ten. So there, I mean, USC could potentially be really, really beat up, just the same as everybody else. I mean, that's one way to slow down speed is just to just keep smacking them in the mouth, not literally, but
Well, maybe.
they might be totally beat up. I don't know. I would love it. I would love, I don't pick any of these losses
Of
with
course.
a smile on my face.
Of course.
So just you explained my thinking pretty well there, T. Just kind of been our MO lately of
Yeah, I
losing
get you.
to teams with game breaker speed. So
I got you. All right, game number 11 at home against the Wisconsin Badgers. We've got to get the Badger off our back someday. Matty O, what do you got?
we're back. Yeah, you said it. We're back home against the Badge. This weird, for lack of a better term, this weird curse that we've had with Wisconsin has got to end. I
Yes.
mean, every year, perennially, we're as talented or more talented than they are, and I don't even necessarily. Maybe it's that they've been more disciplined. A lot of teams have been more disciplined than us, but. I think it's going to start to turn. I think this is the year we finally, I mean, we've played them so close at home, even the last few years, even with terrible teams that we've had. I think we get it done this year. I think we beat Wisconsin. Again, I think we're pissed off coming back from LA after we lost out there and can't believe we let that one get away. And I think we're just going to take care of business. I think we're, I think oftentimes compared with Wisconsin, just because of the whole Barry Alvarez thing, we're both red and white and all that stuff. We're heads and shoulders above them as a football program. The numbers, the record does not show it. As a football program, we are light years ahead of those assholes. I mean, our facilities are better, our stadium's better. They've got a beautiful campus, but that doesn't win you football games. We're gonna beat the Badge to go 8-3.
Love it, Jeffrey.
Wow. That's damn. I just the blind loyalty there is just I love it. TJ just nodding emphatic.
He knows. That's because he knows I'm right.
What?
I
Tell me. Tell me what he said wrong, Jeff.
yeah.
I'm just gonna come at it from a realistic standpoint. Just until I see it, I'm not gonna believe it. Like I just, it's
That's
I
fine.
show me. I need to see it one time. So unfortunately, I am gonna pick the Huskers to lose to Wisconsin. I'm sorry, but that's kind of the
You
way.
don't have to apologize, Jeff. It's fine.
That's the way I look at it. Is this? I need to at least have 1 year of proof, in my opinion. Like, show me and then I'll believe it. But for right
That's,
now,
you know what? That's fine,
what?
Jeff. You don't
All
want
right,
to,
thank you.
you want to be like Thomas in the Bible, not believing that Jesus was risen. That's fine. You know, they call that a doubting Thomas.
Doubt away, Jeff.
Well, I'm
Doubt
sorry.
Away.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just, yeah. I don't mind Luke Fickell. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't mind that guy. I think he's an all right coach. Seems like a good dude. I feel like he's probably going to get that program where we should probably watch out for them, to be quite honest with you. I'm warning you guys right now. Just watch out for that guy.
Oh, should we, Jeff? Should we watch out for them?
Luke, yeah, I'm real worried about Luke Fickell. You know, that's what I'm looking at our schedule. Like, you know what? It's going to be tough playing Luke Fickell's team this year.
We God don't underestimate him, Matt.
He did take Cincinnati to the playoff, Matt. Anyway,
he did.
Who else came from there? Brian Keller, right?
Yeah, you know who else coached there? LSU's Tommy Tuberville. Coach. Like, give me a break. Let's just name off all the Cincinnati coaches.
Mark D'Antonio. Didn't Mark D'Antonio coach there?
I don't know.
That's a long time ago if he did.
Yeah. All right. I understand you're thinking I had it as a loss the last time we did that. But I told you my Michael boy helped me out this morning. We were drinking the Kool-Aid. And it's a W, fellas.
Oh! Yes. Yes.
Oh! Wisconsin has a W. For the first time since 2012 in Lincoln, which is painful to say, but we're going to get the Badger off our back, and we are going to beat the Badgers, and hopefully that, like, the worm starts to turn. And I hate how we're not going to play some of these teams every year moving forward. So hopefully we continue to play them and continue to beat them. But even if we don't, we got to get the W this year. And so I think it's just the vibes are going to be immaculate around Lincoln. I mean, everyone's talking about Colorado. And that will be, I mean, that will be like 2014 Miami, 2016 Oregon levels of noise and just frothing at the mouth from the common fans. But I think that the other one that's going to be like up there on this schedule this year at home is Wisconsin.
And maybe
looking at the schedule, maybe that's an obvious statement, but I mean, I think we're still in it, if we're still in the conversation, if we are 8-2 or 7-3 at that point, and we still like feel like we're playing for something, and you know, hopefully that's going to be the case. Then I think that could be another night game at Memorial Stadium. It's going to be cold. It's just going to be like everybody, we're so sick of losing to Wisconsin. Like everybody's just going to be totally frothed up and ready to go. And I just think we're going to get over the hump this time.
I love it.
I like the positivity. I'm not going to lie to you, but just
thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. It's just,
change your pick.
Right. I'm not going to. All right. I can't do that.
All right. Fine. All right. Last game of the year, the team that keeps Matty O up at night more than any other, in Iowa City, at Iowa, at Kinnick Stadium, got the Hawkeyes the day after Thanksgiving. Matty O, what do you got?
I just want to be clear, in case they haven't been previously on this pod. I hate Iowa. I hate the Hawkeyes. They are our rival. We discussed this on a prior pod. They are our rival. I hate them. But listen, it's taken Nebraska to have a historically bad stretch for Iowa to beat us. And quite honestly, you know, dominate us over the last 10 years. It's over. They won on a fluke last year. It was a total fluke. They don't have anything resembling any type of modern offense. They can't continue to operate the way that they are and be successful in the new world of college football.
Yes.
You can't just say, well, we're going to play defense and hang around and maybe make a play on special teams. Oh, look, we won. Like, give me a damn break. I'm so sick of them. I'm so sick of them winning the way that they do. It is not good football. It is disgusting to watch. It makes me want to throw up. They should play every single Saturday at 11 a.m. because that's how I feel. I feel like I just went on a bender the night before and I'm going to turn on some football. And, you know, it's one of those where you went on a bender and you're not ready to start feeling better. You know, maybe you had a rough night. So you drank too much. You wake up the next day, you're hungover and you're just pissed off, but you're not ready to get over it yet. Turn on an Iowa football game.
It's like a good
wallow. Just wallow in it. And just embrace the suck. Embrace the ugliness that life has to offer you. That's Iowa football. We're going to come in to Kinnick.
Yes.
And match them. Match the physicality. We're going to pop them in the mouth, and we're going to keep popping them in the mouth, and we're going to beat them.
Yes.
In Iowa City. And that puts us at 9-3, boys.
Oh, I absolutely love that, Matty O. Love it. Love it.
Hate him. I hate him.
ready to put the pads on right now.
It's awful.
I hate them too. Yes. Geoff. For common fans.
Oh God, he's taking a big sip. He's getting ready to explain why we're gonna lose this game.
Huge slurp.
Wait, pause. So I've got us at 9-3 so far.
Yeah.
Jeff's, what are we at, Geoff?
Geoff,
we're 8-3
right now. 8-3.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had all of us at that Iowa game last year. All three of us. The power of the Common Fan podcast was all in the same section, for God's sake. We were in the same general vicinity. And we still couldn't will it to a win. That was at home. We're going to go on the road now. I get no enjoyment out of that. I think you guys think I get some sick gratification out of this. Yeah. I don't. I really do think
you're sick.
I don't. I again, this goes back to Wisconsin as well. I'll believe it when I see it type of thing. I'm sorry, fellas, but you said 8-4 in 2024. This loss is how we get to 8-4 in 2024. I take no gratification.
Don't blame it on me for touting that slogan. I went and made us a game better.
I take no gratification. I don't love it. I just we're you said it, Owens, earlier on. You're like, I don't want to call it a curse, but we are kind of cursed. Until we beat them, then I'll start picking the Huskers to win. But we have to get over that hump first. I'm sorry. It sucks too, because I have losing three games to end the season. That's terrible. But that's how we get to 8-4 in 2024. That's how we get there. Sorry, guys.
No,
I do love you both.
Understand that, Geoff. Appreciate the dose of realism. You know, all Husker fans probably need it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys what I think about 2024. I think 2024 is going to be the season that changes it all for Husker football. We're going to look back and we're going to say, we literally were dead. We were Lazarus.
another biblical reference.
A lot of religious talk on here.
A lot of religious talk today. And we came back to life in 2024. And we didn't look back after that. We turned the corner. We turned the corner big time. And we didn't look back. And we got to be the Nebraska that we've known our entire lives, the Nebraska we grew up cheering for, the Nebraska that dominated the college football universe for decades. That's what happens in 2024. And that shoots us out of the cannon and carries us forward to broad sunlit uplands for decades to come.
Yes.
And so let me tell you this. We beat Iowa on their home turf. We make it 2 out of 3 against the Hawkeyes. We completely flipped the script on those fools. We end the season 10-2. We play in a New Year's Day bowl game and we turn the corner and we don't look back, gentlemen. That's what I've got for 2024. Okay.
Let's go.
That's what I've got for you, Common fans. It's time to believe in Husker football again. We've said it. We said it in January. We said it after the spring game. We're saying it again.
I mean, there would be no need for erectile dysfunction medicine in Nebraska if we are 10-2 and playing in a New Year's Bowl game.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
What's the may, have you seen those commercials where you can like have Viagra delivered to your doorstep? I think TJ had like a box of that stuff with the hot logo on the side of it, just slammed down on the front porch.
And I ate the whole thing. I took the whole, I don't even, how does it work? I took it. I took it.
I took all of it.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Boys, that was fun. I think for all Geoff, I can't remember if you had 8-4, 9-3 last time around, but I even picked up, even from you, I picked up a little more of an optimistic tone on a lot of the games this year.
You know, I mean, that scripted reality show kind of got me excited. So, you know,
I mean,
Matty,
I
would, you had us, you got us a game better this time.
Yeah.
And I think I was the one at 8-4 last time. So I have us two games better.
Yeah.
So, It's all going to be here soon, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before we know it.
This is the season that changes it all. I can't wait. All right, any final thoughts, guys?
Yeah, 8-4 in 2024. I said that I was going to go.
That's
with
that's, you know, yesterday's slogan, when, Jeff.
You know, that's what? The end. That's yesterday. Exactly.
Now, that's a disappointment now.
It's now 9-3. Come along with me.
What about 10-2? I don't know. I'm trying to think of what you can do for that. 10-2. The Huskers are here for you.
Hey, nice, Jeff.
Yeah, there
nice
you go. I'm trying.
10-2, the year that changed it all. That's it, Jeff.
That doesn't rhyme. That sounds dumb.
That's it. The year that changed it all.
10-2. Kiss my ass.
10-2. How the Huskers got their groove back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait, fellas. We're close, Common fans. We're close.
We are so close.
Hey, Common fans, stick with us. Starting in June, we're going to have a really awesome series of episodes coming out that I think a lot of different demographics, different age groups, different whatever of the fan base are going to be really interested in. I'm not going to give you too much information yet. We've teased this a little bit, but we've already recorded several of the episodes. We have some super awesome guests. We're really excited about it. Stick with us. And as always, we appreciate you listening and engaging with all of the fun and frivolity of the Common Fans. As always, until next time, GBR for life.